This is 91.9 FM, WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Novelist and short story writer Anne Goodwin Winslow was born June 14, 1875, near Memphis, Tennessee. She had no formal education of any kind. Her father's idea of educating his children was to let them loose in his library and let them read. Anne married Eben Eveleth Winslow, the number one graduate in the class of 1889 at West Point while still a teenager. He served in the Army Corps of Engineers, which took them to live in many places around the world. In 1922, he retired as a brigadier general, and they moved back to Raleigh, Tennessee, to their family home they called Good Winslow. Settled back into life in Tennessee, Anne Winslow began to write poetry and was published in Harper's, The Century, Scribner's, and The Atlantic. Her husband died in 1928, and Anne stayed on at Good Winslow, where she often hosted some of the literary greats of the day, including Robert Penn Warren, Eudora Welty, Ford Madox Ford, and Alan Tate and his wife Carolyn Gordon, just to name a few. In 1943, at the age of 68, Winslow had her first book published, a memoir of life at Good Winslow titled The Dwelling Place. The book is her amused, affectionate, and poetic tribute to her home, which despite her many years away with the Army, remained the center of her emotional life. According to Winslow, you mustn't ever worry about the past. It hardly ever lets you down. As a rule, we like it better and better as we go along, or we keep working on it until we do. Her first novel, titled Cloudy Trophies, was published 3 years after her first one. Set in Washington, D.C., it took as its protagonist the wife of a Southern senator. As a sign of good things to come, reviewers of the book compared Winslow's writing to that of Edith Wharton. Her best-received novel, titled The Springs, was published in early 1949. The New York Times called it one of the 10 best books of that year. It's the story of a jealous husband who murders the handsome local boy with whom his wife has become infatuated. He leaves the body lying beside the springs of the Tidal and calmly walks away, knowing his money and influence would keep him from any punishment. Winslow continued to publish verse and a few short stories in various magazines right up to her death at age 84. Here's a review of her final novel titled It Was Like This, which so aptly describes Anne Winslow, the author. If this book were a painting hanging in a gallery, it's the one you wouldn't notice until you'd visited a few times and grown tired of the big, bold works there. But when you finally did notice it, you'd think, yes, this is a fine and lovely piece.
Support for The Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org. or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.